Barbarian Tribes of Rome, the Sarmatians, the art, culture, and religion of the Sarmatians. The absence of Sarmatian written sources makes it somewhat difficult to pinpoint what exactly their culture and religion were like. From the archaeological data and the classical sources, we can infer some information about the way the people live and their cultural traditions. Some historians have the opinion that the cultural output of the Sarmatians was less developed than the Scythians, meaning that the archaeological materials that have been found are often less complex in detail and less rich. The frequency of the richer artifacts is also less than the Scythians. Nevertheless, the Sarmatian artifacts are still impressive in their own right, and the physical proof of their artistical achievements. Today we can find some of them in the Sarmatian collection of the State Hermitage Museum in St. Petersburg, Russia. They boast an extensive and magnificent collection of precious artifacts. There are multiple kinds of gold Sarmatian artifacts, including gold torques, perfume flasks, and diadems. These all share the same artistic style, the so-called polychrome Sarmatian animal style, notably for the representation of the heads and bodies of animals in their ornaments. The polychrome Sarmatian style was the result of the deep connection that the Sarmatians had with nature and the importance it had to them. The few Sarmatian art pieces that made their way to us are here thanks to the burial rituals, which, similar to the Scythians, constituted an underground structure beneath an earthen mound, where they buried their dead in rectangular rooms and included personal items, gifts, and offerings. In the burial mounds of the important Sarmatian individuals, various gold items like bracelets, torques, and even belt buckles have been found. If the individual were female, then the precious jewelry pieces like rings and necklaces were made of gold and accompanied the dead. The Sarmatian animal art style is also indicative of their religious veneration with nature and their use of animal and ritualistic sacrifices. Although not much known is about their specific gods or goddesses, we know some tidbits of information. We know that through historical evidence from the Alan tribe, that the Sarmatians probably worship a pantheon of seven gods, which is actually the norm amongst tribes, Indo-Iranian tribes. Amongst their pantheon, historians are almost certain that the Sarmatians worshipped the god of water and a goddess of fire, which was also very common amongst Indo-Iranian tribes. One particular religious practice that we know through the records of the Roman Aminius Marcellianus is the worship of a god similar to the Roman god Mars. This ritual was consummated by driving a sword into the small earthen mound, in a representation of the erection of the Axis Mundi. The Axis Mundi represents the umbilical cord that unites the world of the gods with the world of humans. The ritual likely symbolized the connection of the peoples with their god, a practice that the Sarmatians shared with their Scythian cousins who, unlike them, had specifically dedicated altars for this specific ritual. Outside of these altars, we don't have any archaeological data of Sarmatian buildings that were used specifically as temples, which suggests that they didn't have any. Sarmatian burials and religion were interconnected, since the burial of a deceased individual was done according to their religious beliefs. Aside from preparing a journey to some kind of afterlife, evidence of their worship of fire can be found in their burial mounds. Remnants of ritual bonfires, which were used to cover the graves, have been found, as well as a ring made of its ash inside the grave. The prevalent role of fire with the Sarmatian graves is not fully understood, but it gives us a clear indication that these people's fire was essential for the burial ritual. The close proximity of burial mounds suggests that the Sarmatians practiced some type of ancestor veneration, and that Sarmatians like to be buried close to their ancestors. Of course, this doesn't necessarily mean that the ancestor veneration was an essential part of their religious customs, but was rather a cultural practice that was of vital importance to these people. In burial mounds of some Sarmatian women, what would be considered a small portable altar, a small stone plate that was used for various ritual activities, such as igniting ritual fires or grinding chalk, has been found. The fact that these portable altars have only been found so far in burial mounds of women indicates that only women could be priestesses, or at the very least that they were the only ones that could use them religiously. The Sarmatians practiced cultural body deformation, and although we're not totally sure if the accounts by the Roman geographer Pompeius Mela, 15 to 45 AD, of breast cauterization in women was true, we do have archaeological evidence that the Aelins practiced head elongation. Their infancy, Aelin children would be bandaged in their head so that it would leave an elongated cranial structure when they were older. The purpose of this practice, outside a cultural sense of fashion, is not very well understood, but the frequency of elongated skulls in the archaeological data dated between the 4th and 5th centuries AD points to this practice being popularized by Hunnic influences. Body tattoos were also a common practice among Sarmatian people, and according to the Roman philosopher and historian Sextus Empiricus, 160 to 210 AD, they were tattooed in their infancy. The tattoo would be likely made in a Sarmatian animal style, giving the importance it had to the Sarmatian culturally. All we know of the art, culture, and religion of the Sarmatians corroborate the narrative that historically the Scythians and Sarmatians were very close in cultural ties, not only in linguistic terms, but also in cultural practices. I would point out that the Mayans also deformed the heads of their children, but that was generally the upper-class Mayans. Now, the sources for this, the Germanic peoples, their origins, expansion, and culture by Owen, Civilization of the Celts by Launay, Civilization of the Steppes by Conrad. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question. Leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you.